He was clumsy and uncomfortable with his left hand, yet even so the steel seemed to flow through the air, as if it had a will of its own. Wolves have claws as much as bears. The old bear seemed pleased by that.
I suppose they do. You want to wear that over the shoulder, I imagine. It's too long for the hip, at least until you put on a few inches. And you'll need to work at your two-handed strikes as well. Sir Andrew can show you some moves when your burns are healed.
Sir Andrew? John did not know the name.
Sir Andrew Tarth, a good man. He's on his way from the Shadow Tower to assume the duties of Master-at-Arms. Sir Alistair Thorne left yestermorn for Eastwatch by the sea.
John lowered his sword. Why? He said stupidly.
Mormont snorted. Because I sent him. Why do you think? He's bringing the hand your ghost tore off the end of Jafer Flower's wrist. I have commanded him to take ship to King's Landing and lay it before this boy king. That should get young Joffrey's attention, I think. And Sir Alistair's a knight, high-born, anointed, with old friends at court, altogether harder to ignore than a glorified crow.
Crow?
John thought the raven sounded vaguely indignant.